Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 24, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, The Legacy of Angela Merkel. This coming September, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will step down after serving in the top office since November 2005. During Merkel's time, Germany has become more open and less composed, more demographically and politically diverse, but less affluent. For many years, Merkel was regarded as one of the strongest women in the world. Critics accused her of ruining her party, the Christian Democratic Union, by relinquishing the Social Democrat ideology in favor of a left-wing stance, flooding Germany with illegal immigrants, dividing Europe, and as of late, mishandling the COVID-19 crisis. Nevertheless, in my opinion, there are some good things to say about her. She brought America and Russia closer. Also, she did not fall into harsh conflicts with France or the UK despite the fact that during her time, the UK withdrew from the European Union. Her good ties with Russia's KGB from the time when Germany was still split between West and East helped her skillfully maneuver her connections with Moscow, and in general, I think she did many good things for Europe. We can always find reasons for criticism, but I do not think it is helpful. I think it will be good if her successor takes the same direction she has set forth. Angela Merkel has also been criticized for the rise in antisemitism during her time in office. While it is true that since 2005, when she took office, antisemitism has intensified tremendously in Germany, I don't think it is her fault that this has happened. Antisemitism has been rising all over Europe and the US for many years, and there is nothing any head of state can do about it. It is simply the call of the hour for antisemitism to grow. However, if we insist on pointing to a culprit in this perilous development, we, the Jews, should point to ourselves and our behavior toward each other. As I have elaborated in both my books, Like a Bundle of Reeds and The Jewish Choice, Jew hatred grows when hatred of Jews by Jews grows, and not of its own accord. There are profound reasons that explain how this happens and why, but they are beyond the scope of this piece. You are welcome to read my books and get a better understanding of this process. Another issue that awarded Merkel with extensive backlash, including from me, is the refugee crisis. However, here, too, I don't think it is a personal thing, but simply the zeitgeist, if you will. One person cannot change the spirit of the time. It is rather the time that brings the person and speaks through that person. This is why it is written, "The king's heart is like streams of water in the hand of the Lord, he turns it wherever he wishes," Prof. 21:1. Now it seems he is turning it in a new direction. Judging by the climatic, political, military, and international events of this summer, a volatile future awaits humanity. We will navigate it successfully only if we learn to cooperate. If we maintain the individualistic attitude and shun the need for mutual responsibility, a grim future awaits us. In order to become more responsible for one another, we will need new leaders and new perspectives, more inclusive than our current approach. If such leaders arise, they will lead humanity to a blissful future. If no such leaders come, we will still arrive at this blissful future, but we will have to go through hell to get there. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the best way to protect oneself from the evil eye? First, what is the evil eye? In principle, the evil eye is the negative effect of negative thoughts from other people. Our thoughts indeed play a major role in our lives, and we are influenced by negative thoughts that others have about us. The question then becomes, how can we protect ourselves from such negative thoughts about us, the evil eye? On this point, several people believe that they can protect themselves by wearing or using various amulets. But no objects protect us. They can provide psychological comfort, but they do not change reality. They fail to stop people's negative projections onto us. The way to truly protect ourselves from evil eye, negative thoughts from others, is by projecting positive thoughts onto them. By thinking favorably about others and doing good to them, we project positive forces toward them, and our projection of positive energy protects us. We can thus rid ourselves of negative influences and find better luck, blessing and success in our lives by thinking favorably about others. Doing so enables us to rise above negative influences, including the evil eye. In short, think positively about others and you will find a very powerful, exalted and trustworthy form of spiritual protection. Based on a talk, An Inside Look, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. My new article on LinkedIn, If Animals Behaved Like People. Human beings stand at the top of the pyramid on Earth. Nevertheless, we are quickly drifting toward utter helplessness in the face of extreme climatic events, an irrepressible virus, fading political dexterity, and escalating social divisions. Not only civilization, but the entire world seems to be coming apart at the seams. If we search for the culprit, none will be found, except for us. We are the wrongdoers. We are not only the worst, we are the only negative element on the planet. Were it not for us, everything would be thriving and peaceful. Imagine what would happen if animals behaved like people. Carnivores would kill their prey for fun and to boast until none was left to feed on. Alternatively, herbivores would eat up all the grass until they, too, would starve or their stomachs would explode. If animals behaved like people, species would deny other species access to grazing or hunting territories simply in order to maintain power and control. Animals would fight against each other not in order to feed themselves, but in order to humiliate other species or simply for sports. Once in power, dominant species would fight among themselves not just over authority, but they would kill each other in order to prevent their rivals' offspring from posing future threats. In the war over supremacy, they would also kill their young in order to commemorate themselves as the greatest of all time. These atrocities, fabricated about the animal kingdom, are the reality of our daily lives. This is why we have no one to blame for the collapse of our world but ourselves. If we want to save ourselves and our home planet, we need to dig much deeper than changing our energy sources and restraining the use of plastics. We need to dig into our own nature and reform the evildoer that lies within each and every one of us. This is our only chance of survival. The amendments we need to perform are not behavioral changes, they are corrections on our egos, on our very selves. In its current, insatiable mindset, our nature is poised to devour anything and everything until there is nothing left. The desolation it will leave behind will destroy us, and our posterity. We think we are the smartest being, but animals know that the environment sustains them while we exploit it as if there is endless abundance. We are cutting the branch we are sitting on yet define our behavior as progress. Even when we can see our folly, we lack the resolve to change course. Because we are so powerless, our only option is to derive strength and encouragement from one another. If we launch a collective effort to change our values from exploitative to considerate and from abusive to caring, we will change our social environment, which will change our mindset. This, and only this, will make us change our behavior toward each other and toward animals, plants, the soil, and the air. This is why changing our relations, our approach to one another, is the only way to save our planet and ourselves, and give our children hope for the future. Spiritual miracle. Question. You often say in your lectures that the process of intrauterine development is a miracle. Explain, why is it a miracle? Answer. Because it is a combination of two absolutely impossible parameters, the property of reception and the property of bestowal. Moreover, bestowal and love prevail over reception and a new life emerges. This process in nature is very complex, special, and one might even say unnatural. The development itself is natural, but here we do not have a development, but a combination of opposites one inside the other. Therefore, it is a miracle. Question: in corporeality, I understand why it is a miracle, a foreign body develops in the mother's body and it is not rejected. And what is a spiritual miracle? Answer: it is the same in spirituality. In principle, the emergence of one organism in another occurs against the background of rejection. A person must go through this, must want to accept the property of bestowal in spite of his egoism and nullify himself. Altruistic properties arise in him when he does not think about himself, does not make any calculations about himself. This is called a miracle. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, August 6, 2021. In accordance with the upper question, it is said that the embryo sees the whole world from one end to the other. What does it mean? Answer: this means that the embryo has no restrictions. He is in full compliance with the upper force, with the mother's organism or with the qualities of the Creator. It does not include any egoistic desires, and everything in it that is opposite to the upper, the Creator or the mother, is suppressed by the general system. This is how it develops inside the mother. And although there are some moments when the opposition to the mother may seem to contribute to the miscarriage of the embryo, her body takes it all on itself, suppresses the difference between the embryo and her, and the embryo continues to develop. The embryo practically does not use egoism. It is automatically fed, its waste is automatically removed. It has nothing of its own. The spiritual embryo must work on annulling itself before what arises in it. And the physical embryo does this under the influence of the mother's body. From CAB TV Spiritual States, August 6, 2021. Conception is an exit to the spiritual world. Comment: the first stage of a person's spiritual development, like in the material world, begins with fertilization, when millions of sperms must enter the uterus in order for conception to occur. My response: true. In the spiritual, as in the earthly, a person must go through many states and choose the most correct one from them. This is similar to how a drop of semen makes its way through the birth canal into the uterus and reaches a place in it where it can connect to the uterine wall and begin development. This is really similar to how a person in competition with himself, with his egoism, and not with other people, moves stubbornly and persistently forward, not allowing himself to get away from the goal. Even if he falls and loses strength, he still pursues his goal and realizes he is obliged to advance to it. It doesn't matter at what speed, it doesn't matter how smart and talented he is. The road will be mastered by the one who walks. Question: so a person has to go through 1,000 different states and only at one beautiful moment does conception occur? Answer: yes. Conception is an exit to the spiritual world, the first connection of a person, his soul, with the Creator. A person seems to be torn away from his egoism, from his personal benefit, and feels that a new quality appears in him, the quality of bestowal and love, which is higher than the egoism of our world. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, August 6, 2021. Resisting egoism. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Be not afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time, I will deliver them up all slain before Israel. You shall cripple their horses, and burn their chariots with fire." Prophets, Joshua 11:6. This means, do not give the egoistic desires the opportunity to approach you. If you cannot deal with them, take up the defensive and do everything to deprive them of the means to fight you. A big problem arises because these desires are so powerful that you can hardly resist fulfilling them. And the Creator is weak here. The problem is that we ourselves understand that we have to resist them. Comment: but in this case, the Israelis were strong. They broke the chariots, that is, hit egoism. My response, yes, but egoism works in many directions and with great cunningness. Victory after victory, it is good. But why later are people suffering defeat, and moreover, a huge, general defeat? Because egoism is our nature. And although it seems to us that we are winning, the victory, in general, is purely external. And in order to really lead the people to unity with each other and with the Creator, it is necessary to fight with the Creator himself, who arranges all this, both weakens and strengthens. As it is said about Jacob, you fought with the kings and fought with the Creator and won. To conquer means to force the Creator to help you recreate yourself. After constant effort, when you realize that you have no strength, this is a natural move. Question: it turns out that neither kings nor Israel have any free will. Those are heated up and these are heated up. Answer: no, Israel has free will so that it constantly strengthens its unity against egoism and understands that it cannot do anything, only to ask the Creator. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 2, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the best way to stop immigration to Europe? Solutions come after problems. We see the extent to which the European immigration problem is covered, as if it is non-existent. Although we see countless amounts of immigrants, it is not raised to any kind of public dialogue. There are statistics of all kinds of problems connected to immigrants in European countries, but next to nothing is done about it. It is all silenced. Therefore, it is as if there is no problem. However, it is a problem, mainly in terms of the future of Europe. Immigrants coming to Europe are coming in such large quantities that they will overtake the continent in the future. Muslims will take over Europe, and Europe's politically correct atmosphere will disallow resistance. Europe has become old, and Islam is the youthful adolescent appearing to take over. Therefore, I see no other way now but that Europe will gradually accept Islam more and more. This is no problem, though. The moment you demarcate it as a problem, you create a mess. It is a phenomenon that has passed its critical point that could have once been battled. Immigration to Europe thus becomes similar to several other natural phenomena that unfold in the world. Also, in the Book of Zohar, it is written about how Islam will conquer Europe. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. What separates us from happiness? In the news, Ipso.com, Ipsos What Worries the World survey tracks public opinion on the most important social and political issues across 28 countries today, drawing on 10 years of data to place the latest scores in context. This global summary report presents the top concerns around the world. At a global level, over one-third, 36%, on average say that COVID-19 is one of the top issues facing their country, level with June, which saw a 6-point decrease versus the month before. Unemployment is the second biggest issue across all countries at 32%, followed by poverty and social inequality, 31%, financial, political corruption, 30%, and crime and violence, 26%. Question: education is not the main problem. Why do you keep saying that this is a problem? Answer: it is the most important and only problem. People don't understand that our upbringing will change the world. Change in the world is in the change of a person. Question: but people have children, they see what is happening around them. Why does it not enter their consciousness? Answer: because it is against our egoism. Question: for our egoism, the pandemic, poverty, and social inequality are the problem? Something that concerns only me? Answer: only me, and I don't care about anything else, just my own skin. Question: how do you want to lead humanity to some kind of change? Answer, it's very simple. On one hand, we just need to show that this is the only problem that separates us from happiness. That's all. If we change, the world will change and everything will change. This virus will go away, and all other problems. Everything will go away. Otherwise, there will be a long path of suffering, which will still teach us that we need to change ourselves. Changing a person is the key to changing the world. There is no escape. This is a long way of suffering until we realize it. Question: and what will happen to a person as a result of suffering on this long journey? Answer: he begins to realize exactly the cause of his bad state. He realizes that his egoism, his bad attitude toward others, is the cause of all the problems of the world. Question: are you sure that as a result of suffering, a person will understand this? As a result of great suffering? Answer: yes, but it's a long way. Question: do you think that a person will not hear now, on his own? Answer: some part will hear. It seems to me that today it is already possible to create such societies, such circles that would live by the fact that changing a person is the basis for changing the world. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 1, 2021. When the world becomes uncontrollable. Zohar for All, Lecture, Item 22, you should know what is the power of Nimrod over Abraham to throw him into the furnace, which is Aramaic, light, flame, of the Chaldees, and how he was saved from the furnace. The king of Babylon, Nimrod, represents a great egoistic force. If you gather together all modern leaders and politicians who are controlled from above as puppets, you will see Nimrod. This is egoism, which does not know exactly how to perform. It sees that everything is falling apart before it, as our current so-called leaders see. The world is falling apart. Neither money, which disappears who knows where, nor the army will help. What should we do? Start a nuclear war? That's pointless. Today, world leaders are practically deprived of their power. They have nothing to lead with. The police are also very limited. What can be done with people? The world is becoming unmanageable. This is Nimrod, who feels that everything is slipping out of his hands. Abraham is revealed as the radical who seems to be organizing all this. As the saying goes, these Jews again. After all, Abraham is considered the first Jew. Here we can draw a parallel between today's Israel and everyone else in the world that will very soon treat us like this. This is it, we have found who is to blame. We will destroy them and everything will be fine. Therefore, Nimrod throws Abraham into a furnace. The same will happen to us. However, we will overcome it, and because of that we rise even higher. Question: is it necessary to go through this stage historically? After all, we have already been through the gas chambers. Answer: the fact is that we can go through this furnace internally and not externally. Externally, it is a very long way, decades of all sorts of problems. It is enough for us to go through some difficult state internally and to be born as a new person through it. This is preferable to us, as representatives of Abraham, to the entire world, and even to the haters from the side of Nimrod, because they will feel bad themselves. Thus, you can go through everything in a quick, easy, pleasant way of the recognition of evil when you understand that there is evil in you, but at the same time you are already holding a cure for it in your hand. Comment: the problem is that people want to live peacefully and not to worry. My response: they cannot continue like this. The crisis has only shown itself a little. It stuck out its head like a snake and then hid it. Now it will not only stick out its head, but also open its mouth. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 17. The importance of the right environment. Question: where is the best place for a person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah to live? In which country? In what environment? Answer: the environment certainly matters. You need to have 10, 20, 30 people studying the same thing next to you. But the condition that precedes this is a good internet connection. Question: there are many programs and videos on spiritual geography that talk about the land of Israel, about special forces in this place, etc. Is there something in this for a beginner? Should he strive to visit here? Answer: there is nothing in this for either a beginner or an advanced one. Nothing. It is only important to have the right environment that does the same thing he is doing, and a good connection. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, July 19, 2021. Brace yourselves and be strong. Baal HaSulam, Letter 12. But what I ask most of all is that you brace yourselves and be strong, and the Creator will be with you. Do speak to the sagging friends to join us, and foreign fears will depart from them, and if they make the house vacant, there will be room for idols. Do not fear the blaze of the swirling sword on the way of the tree of life. And if you wish to know, I will inform you that I do not find myself far from you at all, and one who feels remoteness, it is because of himself. Baal HaSulam writes to his students from afar and guides them and instructs them not to be afraid of anything. The problem is that the Creator tests a person to see whether he is ready to see only the one unique upper force in everything and not to see anything else but him. It is only through unity within the group that a person can turn to the Creator directly. Otherwise, his appeal is very weak because it goes through the whole system of the shattered vessel. There should be no superstitions here. Superstitions refer to foreign forces other than the Creator. There should not be any other objects that can influence a person, only the Creator through some puppets he operates through strings. These can be one's relatives, friends, troubles, all of which are basically managed by the one unique force. So if a person frees the temple, the place where the Creator is revealed, of different idols, of different foreign sources that influence him, he makes room that the Creator eventually fills. Baal HaSulam writes, and if you wish to know, I will inform you that I do not find myself far from you at all, and one who feels remoteness, it is because of himself. It only seems to you this way because of your uncorrected attributes, while I feel you in my attributes, and so I am among you, right by your side, together with you, in constant direct contact with you. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 12, 2019.